up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, believe it or not, again, we're ready to go with another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show right here on the radio or the internet or wherever the heck you happen to be listening to the program, or even on some cable TV systems where there's no picture to look at because this is a radio show, but it doesn't matter. People are listening to it on their TVs. How's that for crazy, huh? And we've got another hour of great old-time music lined up for you in the show this week. In fact, as the theme song was playing, I was trying to get another record clean before the theme song was out. I think I did it. We've got an old 45 from the good times coming up in the show that needed to be scraped off a little bit. In fact, I'm still working my way through the latest box full of records I opened out of the records I've had in storage for decades, and we've got another batch ready to go here. Not that I needed to open another box, but, you know, when you're in the attic putting the Christmas decorations away and everything, finally, it's like, hey, I may as well get another box of records out while I'm up here. So, also coming up in the show today, we're going to play two versions of basically the same song. A few weeks ago, we had a request for the Cafe Polka, or the EIO Polka, or the Hey Baba Reba Polka. It's got a lot of different names, and we had played an older version by a newer version that was old by Frankie Yankovic, and I have the original 45 of Frank's big hit of what he called the Cafe Polka, and then in parentheses, it's called Hey Baba Reba, but in parentheses, it's called the Cafe Polka, which has basically got the EIO Polka thrown in there. And then I got the Lil Wally version of the EIO Polka, and we're going to play the two of them together later in the show today. So you can compare, because Frankie Yankovic, you know, is more of a Slovenian style, and of course, Lil Wally is Polish style, but still a great song, and the arrangements are a little different, and the lyrics are certainly a little different, but same song, different ethnicity. I don't know. It's going to be fun anyway. So that's coming up. But let's start things out this week with Johnny Pecan and his orchestra with Paul Yankar on the vocals. And here's Rosalie.
Rosalie, my darling. Rosalie, my dream. Since one night stars danced above, I'm so much in love. So Rosalie, have mercy. Rosalie, don't decline. Won't you make my life thrilling and tell me you're willing to be mine, Rosalie, mine. Night when stars danced above, I'm so much in love. So Rosalie, have mercy. Rosalie, don't decline. Won't you make my life thrilling and tell me you're willing to be mine, Rosalie, mine.
is Johnny Pecan and his orchestra and Rosalie featuring Paul Yankar on the vocals there. And an interesting thing about, polka music and old-time music, and for that matter, big band music, too. A lot of times you would have different orchestras, different bands, different musical groups that may have the same singer. This used to happen quite a bit. And now I have the Milan Renkovic Orchestra, also with Paul Yankar on vocals, and a record that I'm sure is at least 20 years newer than the one I just played, actually. So let's give this one a spin. Here's the Dance With Me Polka.
Now you're here with me, the way it ought to be. Forget the past, this music won't last, and dance this last dance with me.
Milan Rakanovic Orchestra and the Dance With Me Polka, and same singer as the record before that, featuring Paul Yankar on the vocals there. And those records got to be 30 years apart. So, that's a nice long career singing a lot of great old time songs. Pressing onward, because I'm cleaning the records as fast as I can play them. You know, they tend to, it's weird because you put records away in a box and you leave them for years and years and years, and somehow they just get dirty sitting there. I don't know how that happens, because I'm sure they were nice and clean when I put them away 40 years ago. Yeah, right. Okay, good times are up next. Here's the Over the River Polka.
Chłopiec młody, gdzie bym go dostała, pościłabym środy, pościłabym środy, pościłabym piątki, gdzie bym go dostała na zielone świątki. Na mnie człowiek pijał bardzo dobrą wódkę, a dziś jak wypije czystą munszajnówkę. Pijał o nią, pijał i był zawsze zdrowy, a dziś jak wypije cały tydzień chory. Dawniej się pijało, mało kosztowało. Wódka cieszę, centrum się kąski za darmo. Dziś płac po dolara, jeszcze nic nie dadzą. A jak się mądruje, za ćwiczem prowadzą. Dawnie człowiek pijał sam sobie w salonie, a dziś jak wypije, musi kupić żonie. Czarne łoczka miała, czarne mi patrzała, czarne mi musiała, bo innych nie miała.
There you go, the good times there and Over the River Polka. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Need to remind you, of course, you can always reach the Oompa Hour via email at oompahour@mail.com. Very easy to remember. And glad to play your requests or try to track down a song for you or look up a band or whatever you might need here in the great world of old-time music. So feel free. It's just oompahour@mail.com. And we always write back. So with the giant staff we have here in Oompa Land, which is me. So, all right. Now, this next record, I don't recall this, actually. You're familiar probably with the Ice Cubes and Beer Polka. Been around forever. We've all heard it a million times. I have Ray Budzulik and his orchestra doing Ice Cubes and Beer Polka Part 2. I do not recall there being a Part 2, and Part 1 isn't on the other side. It's an entirely different song on the other side. So let's see if we can remember any differences if you have the Part 1 stuck in your head. Maybe you do, I don't know. Ray Budzulik, anyway, and his orchestra. Here's Ice Cubes and Beer Polka Part 2.
Ice Cubes and Beer Part 2. Now that we're married and settled down, we have 5 children running around. They like to holler,
Mommy,
they
Daddy.
Like to cheer. They even sing our ice cubes and beer. We go out dancing Saturday night. I order scotch and she starts to fight. She says, oh Johnny, why not be nice? Buy me some beer with lots of ice. Ice cubes and beer, boys, ice cubes and beer. All that she likes is ice cubes and beer. She is my honey, I love her dear. All that she likes is ice cubes and beer. Time has gone by and we're getting old. She still drinks beer and she likes it cold. She don't like whiskey, she don't like wine. It's ice cubes and beer, oh, all of the time. Ice cubes and beer, boys, ice cubes and beer. All that she likes is ice cubes and beer. She is my sweetheart, I love her dear. All that she likes is ice cubes and beer.
Holy cow! That was was a rowdy record there. Ray Budzelik and the orchestra, Ice Cubes and Beer Polka, part two. And no, I remember part one. I didn't remember part two. So now we know how things turn out anyway. Coming up here, we're going to do the two Cafe Polka, Hey Babariba, EIO records in a row here. So stand by for that coming up. But before we get to that, I want to talk to you about A World of Accordions Museum at the Harrington Arts Center in Superior, Wisconsin, and cordially invite you to add it to your list of places to visit when you get out this vacation season, because it's just a groovy place for you to visit if you like old-time music, if you think accordions are cool, you dig concertinas, or if you're curious about the history, the ethnicities, the music, the people who played the music, the people who wrote the music, and all the stuff that goes along with it. Check out their website, accordionworld.org. I did not check to see if they have their 2016 events schedule up yet, but if not, by all means, send them an email while you're there and ask for it. Because they have always a calendar chock full of things every season. They have what they call ethnic evenings, where they celebrate different types of music, like Finnish music, Scandinavian, Slovenian, Eastern European, whatever, on down the line. A lot of musical acts come to play. They have outside concerts, indoor concerts. They have a beautiful concert hall, a 1,000-seat concert hall. They have educational seminars there. I'm looking at last year's event and I'm going, what? How did I miss that? Because it's not that far away from me. It's like an hour and a half drive from me. Depending where you are, it could be several days away. But check it out. It's really cool. It's A World of Accordions Museum. It's at the Harrington Arts Center on Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin. Check it out on their website, www.accordionworld.org. And they'll have all the information that you want to know there. It's a pretty impressive place to visit. All right, let's do this now. I talked about this before. Obviously, a million different bands have recorded the EIO polka. Frankie Yankovic called it Hey Babariba or the Cafe Polka. And, you know, it's one of those standards. And I just happen to have the Frankie Yankovic version, the original version he recorded for RCA Records back in the day. And in fact, this one actually lists him as one of the writers of the song. And we're going to play that version. We had a request for it a few weeks ago and played it, but it was a different later recording that Frankie had done. And then I have Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys doing it. And, you know, it's also an old record because the address on the record is Chicago 23, Illinois. Remember the zone system we had for just a little while? You know, it was before, before zip codes, but, you know, after we had nothing. And anyway, so I got Lil Wally doing what he calls the EIO polka, which, of course, is very similar to the Hey Babariba or the Cafe Polka, which also includes some EIOing. And I'm just babbling on here when I should just be playing the records. Here's Frankie Yankovic and the Yankovic Singers.
Let's go, fellas. Hey Babariba.
Hey, hey, Babariba. Thank you.
Ah, there you go. That's Frankie Yankovic and the Yankovic Singers with what he calls Hey Baba Reba. Technically, in parentheses, it's called the Cafe Polka. And now, let's move from the Slovenian style over to the Polish style with Lil Wally and his Harmony Boys. And here is the EIO Polka.
E-I-E-I-E-I-O, grab your girlfriend by the toe. If she hollers, let her go. E-I-E-I-E-I-O, 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 E-I-O, E-I-O, E-I-E-I-O. Boyfriend by the toe. If he hollers, let him go. E-I-E-I-E-I-O, 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 E-I-E-I-O, E-I-E-I-O, E-I-E-I-O.
And the Harmony Boys here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. There you go. Two versions of basically the same song right next to each other. Mind-boggling, isn't it? All right. Well, I dragged this one out again. I probably have 16 copies of this record because it sure seems like it comes around a lot. But I just like it anyway. Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra. And, you know, I always introduce at the same time. Here's just another polka.
This is just another polka, just another polka. But oh, what a girl in my arms. Am I in heaven since we met? Is this the Philharmonic playing Romeo and Juliet?
No!
Just another polka, like any other polka. But somehow the music has charm. This is just another polka, but holy smoker. Oh, what a girl in my arms. Just another polka.
Play the Six Fat Dutchman polka!
Just another polka.
Play Frankie Yankovic's polka.
Another polka.
Play Romy Gaz's polka.
Just another polka.
Play Johnny Pecan's polka.
Yeah. another polka.
Play Whoopi John's polka.
I love to polka when I'm dancing with my sweetheart. I will always love her, and I know we'll never part. We'll still be dancing as the years come and go.
Another polka, like any other polka, but somehow the music has charm. This is just another polka, but holy smoker, oh, what a girl in my letter can. Oh, what a girl in my
eye. I just always thought that was a cool record because it really demonstrates how different bands and different performers have totally different sounds, and they try to replicate some of them in that song. It's just cool. Lawrence Dukow and the orchestra there. Just another polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I don't understand. We're halfway through the show already, and I feel like I just got things cranked up here. I don't know what's going on. Kenny Bass and the Polka Poppers. Here's the Crystal Ball Polka. It's Kenny Bass and his Polka Poppers here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Reminding you, too, you can track us down on Facebook if you're one of those Facebooking people out there. Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour should get you to the page there. Feel free to like us, leave a comment, and maybe it'll inspire me and remind me to post something exciting there once in a while, because I kind of slough off on that, you know? All right, let's give this one a whirl here. I realized we have not played any German old-time records on the show here this week so far, and I don't think last week either, for that matter. So while you listen to this one, I'm going to go over to the record library here and see if I can't find a Whoopi John record, because I think we really need one. Here's Jolly Joe Timmer, though, and this is the O.O. Polka. Actually, I'd like to correct that. It is the O.O. Polka Polka. Seriously, it is. It's the O.O. Polka Polka. Here's Jolly Joe Timmer and his orchestra.
Tony had a girlfriend, they called her Patty Sue. And every Saturday night at 8, you could see them. Oh-oh, polka, polka, they love to dance. Polka, polka, then they romance.
Hey!
Patty, Sue, and Tony, we're so very much in love. Every time we watch from above, we could see them. Oh-oh, polka, polka, they love to dance. Polka, polka, then they romance. Now Patty Sue lived in a house, and it was made of glass. And every time she got in bed, you could see her. Uh-oh, polka, polka, they love to dance. Polka, polka, then they romance.
Ah, there you go, Jolly Joe Timmer and his orchestra there, and the Uh-Oh Polka, Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And I don't know if you noticed, we had to kind of sneak into that record there. We had to kind of like fade up into that one, because it's got a warp right on the edge, you know, like somebody left it in the sun or too close to the radiator, and the edge got a little bendy in the heat there, so we had to kind of join that one in progress. Not only that, I had to put a penny on the tone arm, too. You remember that? You know, today, young people, they have no idea where you'd get a record that had a scratch or a warp or something in it. You could put a penny on the tone arm and still get that sucker to play half the time. Can't do that with a CD. That sucker gets a scratch in it, and it's just Skipsville, and there's really not much you can do about it. All right, I promised you I'd go grab a Whoopi John record. Well, that one was playing, and I did, and Whoopi John, Wilf Hart, and the orchestra. Here's the Pepper Upper Polka on Tim's Oompa Hour.
We'll be right back.
Ah, there you have it. I told you we needed a Whoopi John record in here, and we got that taken care of. There's the Pepper Upper Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and I have Eddie and the Slovenes up next. And I can't remember if we have ever played an Eddie and the Slovenes record on the show before, so we're going to do that right now. This is the Love One Polka.
Darling, you can't love the two. You can't love the two, and your little heart be true. Oh, my darling, you can't love the two.
One polka, Eddie and the Slovenes here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. How about this now? Two Eddies in a row? We could do that, right? They're different Eddies, so I think it's kosher. We had the same two different versions of the same song earlier, so we may as well have two Eddies in a row. Eddie and the Slovenes right there. Eddie Abbott and the orchestra. And we got to get a waltz in here because we always promise to do a waltz, so let's do the Mountain Flower Waltz.
Thank you.
right, you waltzers, Eddie Habat? I'd never decide how to pronounce that one because I forgot over the years, but there's the Mountain Flower Waltz. That much I know I can pronounce correctly anyway. You're here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. We play nothing but old-time records here on the show for about an hour every week. That's kind of our promise to you, is everything we're playing always comes off of phonograph records. You may be able to buy these on CDs. You may be able to even get digital downloads. I don't know. But most of what we play is so old and on such little labels that they haven't even been repackaged yet. A lot of them have been, but not all of them. Here's what's called the Skipper's Polka, not the Stripper's Polka, the Skipper's Polka. Here's Chester Budney and his boys. One of those records, it just proves we're really playing records here. The Skipper's Polka, Chester Budney and his boys here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. And I was going through these records and I was like, wow, I got a lot of Chester Budney records. Nobody else must have any because I must have them all here on the show. I don't know what's going on with that. And to think that that record that you just heard was carefully cleaned and polished before playing it to get it to sound that scratchy. It's amazing, isn't it? All right, now we have the Bukak Brothers. This is the Dance Hall Brawl Polka. And I do not remember another one of these out of the box here that I haven't had. You know, I don't always get time to audition these before I sit down to do the show. So I don't know what is going to happen here. And you know, this is a really deluxe record because the label looks like it was typed as opposed to, you know, going through something where you could choose fonts and print it and everything. It looks like they typed it on one of those old IBM typewriters. So, I don't know. Dance Hall Brawl. Here's the Bukak Brothers on Tim's Oompa Hour.
basta loca lei. Donia Ruzet en Sebral, Šifla ježíke rýpomyšlí, rychle okem odešlí. Pak na pan kapelník solo hrál, žádnej nevyrušoval.
Dance Hall Brawl Polka, the Bukak Brothers here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I think we're going to get away with slipping a couple of more tunes in here. Now, here's a great record with a lot of miles on it. This baby's got, you know, some records just, they're experienced. They're records with character. And on Holiday Records out of Cleveland, Ohio, Ray Champa and his Polka Champs, here's the Glen Park Polka.
Thank you.
There you go. You got to love the names of some of the bands. I always thought this was a clever one. I don't know why. Ray Champa and his Polka Champs, of course. That is the Glen Park Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, doing what we do each and every week, and that is bringing you a bunch of great old-time records here on the show. And by golly, I can't believe it. We're almost time to wrap things up here. Maybe one more tune, but I got to get this in here, too.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, time for one more record. I guess they would call this Last Call if you were at the Polka Bar. That'd be a good name for a bar, the Polka Bar. I don't know. Here's the Holy Toledo Polka Stars. I love that. Here's the Roulette Polka. The Holy Toledo Polka Stars here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And gosh, that's going to put the wraps on another program already, if you can imagine that. Now, for those of you keeping count, this was show number 98. We're just a couple away from show number 100. And you know what we're going to do? Absolutely nothing except do another show as we count them down to show 100. I love it! Anyway, that's another week.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications,
musical sensations. This is a Polka DJ.
Tim's Polka Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association and a World of Accordions Museum. We'll be back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!